Hello.
Hey, is this Peter?
This is him. How can I help you?
Hey, Peter. My name is Casey. I just moved into the apartments. I live in 14A, and I wanted to contact you because they said you were the person to call if anything goes wrong in our place.
Yep, I'm the guy. What can I help you with?
Well, here's the deal. Last night, my daughter thought she heard a monster in the closet.
Your daughter thought she heard a monster in the closet?
Yeah. So, what time can you come by today to check it out?
That's funny. What do you really need help with?
That's it. I'm being serious. My daughter heard a monster in the closet, so I need you to come by and check it out.
You're not serious. Come on.
Yeah, I am. When I moved in, they said you're the guy to call if we have any issues with the place.
Dude, I'm supposed to, like, fix your toilet if it's clogged or, like, unclog your garbage disposal. I'm not supposed to deal with imaginary monsters.
Well, actually, you do, because they said you were able to help with anything in the apartment. So it's your job to help us with whatever goes wrong, and I can't open the closet door right now.
Are you saying you can't open the closet door because it's broken?
I have no idea. I'm not going near the thing. My daughter says a monster's holding it shut, so I'm not even going to take a chance.
So you want me to come over there and open the door for you, a grown man who is afraid of an imaginary monster?
I'm not saying I'm afraid. I've just never dealt with this stuff before. This is your job. You're supposed to help us with the apartment. If my daughter says there's a monster in there, I have to believe her, so I'm not touching that door.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with this. If there's something wrong with the closet or a door stuck, something, you can tell me about that.
This is your job. If you refuse to check the closet, I'm going to stop paying rent because you're breaking the landlord-tenant agreement.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. I won't pay it.
So let me get this straight. You're not going to pay rent because I won't come and check out the monster in your closet?
Exactly. Looking at the agreement we have right here, it says you are available to help out in the apartment if something goes wrong. I would think a monster in the closet would be something wrong.
Dude, this is so stupid. Fine. I'll come to your place. I'll open up your closet door for you and tell you there's no monster, because there are no monsters!
Awesome, thank you. Thank you. When can I expect you?
I'll be over in the next hour, sometime then. I don't know.
Thank you, you are a savior. See you in a few.
Yeah, whatever. Hello?
Hey, Peter, Casey again, the guy with the monster.
Yeah, I'm getting all my stuff, okay? I'll be right over.
Yeah, you said you were going to be over, but I do have an update for you.
Let me guess, you opened the closet door and there's no monster in there.
No, actually, I heard some noises in my bedroom. I think there is a werewolf hiding under my bed.
Are you for real? You're an adult. Get it together.
I am an adult. I'm an adult whose job is not wrangling monsters and werewolves. So if you could hurry up, please, I'd appreciate it.
Are you high, dude? Are you freaking high right now?
Well, my apartment is on the second floor, yeah.
You think you're funny, dude? You think you're funny?
No.
Yeah, no, you're not, because joke's on you. I quit, dude. I quit the job.
Well, you can't quit because of a couple monsters.
There's no monsters! I'm done with this. People calling me all hours of the day with complaints. I can't find my lighter. I can't find my whatever.
Well, somebody
dude.
Lost their lighter?
Whatever, dude. It doesn't matter. It's all bullshit.
No, it matters. We need to set up a community watch program right now and find that lighter, don't you think?
You're insane! If you talk to my boss, tell him I quit.
Well, I can't tell him that because they actually set you up for a prank phone call.
What?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your boss, Sophia, set you up.
What?
It's a joke.
Are you kidding me?
No. She says that you get a lot of absurd calls from people in the apartments.
I do. I get so many.
She said you were on your last straw.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude, I was done.
I didn't know you were going to quit, though. Do you want me to tell her you quit still?
No. I've never had any call like that, though. Monsters in the closet.
It's a real problem. It's a real problem, and you need to be on the lookout for it.